All right, happy to be back now with what hopefully is becoming a weekly visit during the shortened football season with Hamilton Wenham football coach Jim Pugh. And coach, congratulations. A win is a win is a win, and you got your first one last weekend.
Yeah, the kids did a great job. And it wasn't always pretty, but they worked their tails off and got the W. They made some big plays, and, you know, we're in the right place at the right time. So, it was a great win.
Coach, sometimes not always pretty actually works to your favor because you can use it for two things. It shows, okay, you played harder in the end or you outplayed the other team no matter what, but then it also gives you fodder to use in practice.
Oh, yeah, for sure, Rick, and that's pretty much where we're coming from right now. I mean, it's really just, you know, a situation where we know in the beginning of the season, we probably weren't quite ready. We had a couple of injuries and, you know, played some good teams. But now we're healthy. We got our quarterback back and, you know, he's just getting more and more experience and getting better, since it's his first year.
Mm-hmm.
But overall it was a great win, a great team win.
Looking at the statistics and Nick Giannino's column here in the Salem News, looks like on offense. Let's start there, Coach. Carter Coffey was able to spread it around a bit. Looks like you had some big days from at least two or three of your receivers.
Oh yes, you know, well, Monahan, Ryan, we know.
Yep,
he's been doing it now for 2 years, and Marcus, we knew because he was playing last year. He didn't get the ball thrown as much, but to him. But he made a couple of really clutch, outstanding catches.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one was for a first down to keep the drive alive and run out the clock. And he made a real nice catch on that. Another one was on our third drive for his score when he did it, get the touchdown pass, where Carter was rolling to his left and turned and hit him. And Marcus made it a real nice catch. Marcus also had three knockdowns of their quarterback's passes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he had a good day. And, you know, Sean Collins got his first touchdown as a receiver, played a great game defensively. His younger brother, Chris, had a good game again. So, yeah, kids are stepping up, and it was a positive day.
Very nice. Now, Coffey, I'm assuming he's the brother of Ian Coffey. Is that correct?
It is correct.
All right.
Is,
and running style the same? The same kind of runner and so on?
No. They're both very, very athletic. Carter is 6'4 and 220 or 25.
Whoa, okay.
Ian was like 5'11
yeah.
and 175. So they're both fast. But Carter is, you know, is a lot bigger. Although, you know, Ian was a bruiser. Ian never ran out of bounds, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
He was the kind of kid that, you know, we tried to get him to run out of bounds more, you know, because he was just taking hit after hit week after week. And he did before, he, you know, he started for us for 3 years as a running back for 2 years and then as quarterback his senior year.
Right.
His freshman year he was playing too. So, yeah, different players, different athletes, but Carter's got, you know, the poise and, you know, the confidence and leadership skills that that make him, you know, an outstanding high school quarterback right now.
Most excellent. Coach, I have to ask you about line play. I'm asking coaches to pick out a lineman or two who look good in film. Maybe you didn't see it so much during the game. Maybe you did, but give me a lineman's name here and what he did.
Well, you know, we had as one of the, you know, Salem News picks, you know, unsung heroes or gems of the week. I'm mm-hmm. not sure. It was Jackson Courtney starting offensive and defensive tackle. Tim Seward, you know, has been doing, he's a sophomore, but he started every game last year as a freshman. And he, you know, he was doing it. Our offensive line, Todd Jackson at center, a first year player, Ben Harris at tackle, first year player, Jackson Doobie. He played some games last year, but, you know, pretty much first-year player. So they're all guys that are stepping up and getting better, giving Carter time to throw. So we've been very impressed with our line. It's been a pleasant surprise.
Excellent. Coach, you got Manchester Essex coming up, and they fight hard. If they get injured...
They always do, Rick. And you know, I mean, Jeff's a great coach. They always have some outstanding athletes, which they do now. They played Amesbury real tough. It was, you know, like an 8-0 game. And, you know, their quarterback, Will Lewandowski, he ran over the Amesbury linebacker. I mean, he's a heck of a player. So they have athletes all over the field, and, you know, they're like us, you know, numbers are low, but, you know, you need to get a couple of linemen to step up. And they've been in the game. The game against Linfield, who's, you know, seems to be the top, with Ipswich, the top teams in the Cape Ann, large and small, you know, they played them tough. It was 15-0 at the half. And, you know, and they were in the game the whole way.
All right, your game is a home game at 1 o'clock on Saturday, is that right?
Yeah, it's senior day, and so we're looking forward to it.
Very good. That is Hamilton Wenham High School football coach Jim Pugh with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.